I think you had 12 carries. Jarrett had 16. You think that's going to kind of be how it's going to be, share the carries, and then maybe whoever has the hot hand might get a little bit more, or what would you say?
I'm really not sure, but I think, you know, the hot hand thing for sure. I mean, you know, coach tries to keep, you know, whoever's running really well in there in the game. So, you know, I wouldn't expect that to change.
Cowboys were able to get some short yard situations on the Packers there last Sunday. What did you see from their offense and what they were able to do against them?
I think they just kept pounding the rock and were able to kind of wear them down a little bit. But, you know, though they didn't get the win. So I think, you know, we're going to continue to run the ball and be physical. Cause we know that's important for us to throw the ball and put the ball in the air.
How important is ball control in a game like this where you've got Aaron Rodgers on the other sideline?
Yeah, you know, important, you know, because of the kind of player he is, kind of quarterback he is. And so, but well, you know, what you don't want to fall into is trying to match, you know, their offense or try, you know, try to play that kind of or have that mindset at least. You know, we still want to continue to do what we do and play our game, but you know, I think like every other week, it's important for us to control the ball and, you know, keep the ball in our hands and, you know, no three and outs and stay on schedule and move the ball down the field. I think obviously there's just maybe an emphasis, you know, because Aaron Rodgers is a really good quarterback and, you know, dangerous.
What were the pros and cons from your viewpoint on how you did in your starting debut Monday?
I think for the most part, I ran well, but, I think there was times, where I was second guessing myself a little bit, maybe, didn't have my feet under me. But I, you know, other than that, I ran the ball well. But I think, you know, still, a lot more I can improve on. I think I can be a lot better, and I will be a lot better. So,
was it when you say second guessing yourself? What do you kind of mean by that?
Maybe it's just hitting it. Just, you know, hitting what I see. Maybe my first read or my first reaction. Yeah.
But more carries with the Vikings. You think that'll get better? That part.
I think. Again, it's gonna start with me and what I do with my carries, and so I know I'll be better, and so I have confidence that, you know, if I'm playing better, then I'll get more opportunities.
Some of that timing with the offensive line, just kind of getting that down because you have that kind of a limited sample so far.
I don't think so. I guess I'm just gonna take ownership in the fact that I have to make them right. I have to be better. I have to do everything that I can and to try and make them right and to try and make them look good. And so, you know, I could sit here and say, oh, you know, timing and not having reps and, you know, all this, but at the end of the day, I need to be better. I need to be a lot better.
How much has Pat changed the run plays to fit your skill set? I mean, I have to imagine your run plays are different from what Dalvin was doing.
I mean, I don't think we really changed that much. You know, I think for the most part we've still done the things that we want to do, and we're going to continue to work on the things that we want to do. So, you know, just, you know, if I'm being honest, I don't think we've changed that much or the type of plays we're running. Yeah, it's just different back in there now.
Are you as explosive as you want to be at this point, or are you still kind of working to get back to that level?
I believe I am. I think now it's just a matter of going out and doing it. I do believe I'm explosive and, you know, capable of, you know, making explosive runs. I just got to go out there and do it, honestly. And but again, I plan on doing that and plan on working every single day to make that happen.
How did the ankle respond to getting more carries than you had before?
Good. I felt good. That was a good feeling coming out of that.
As a team, you rushed for 159 yards. Was it a little bit of a relief to see that the running game could still produce in the first game without Dalvin?
For sure. I mean, I think that's, that's important, is for us to have a run game. And I guess, whether it's, Chase had a nice, decent one, and Jets big one, and, all our yards combined, you want to have that success running the ball, I guess, regardless of who's running it, because that's only going to help us get down the field and get in the red zone and score points.
Maybe you sound kind of disappointed in yourself or in your game at this point. Is that the case? Or
no, I just know what I'm capable of. I know what I'm able to do. So I'm just, I wouldn't say I'm disappointed. I'm just not satisfied. And I wouldn't say, don't be afraid, that I'm not satisfied. I gotta continue to, work and get better so I can do more. So I'm just not satisfied, not disappointed or upset. I'm just not satisfied yet with my level of play.
A couple more for Latavius.
Thank you.